Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. Happy New Year, Mama, and welcome back to Swaddled in the Stars. I am so honored that you are here. I am so honored and blessed to share your stories and hear who you are and what kind of mama you hope to be. New Year's can be a time where we ask ourselves a million and one questions. We start resolutions, we make plans, we maybe have traditions and celebrations that we've done over the past few weeks leading up to and through Christmas. And now we breathe because we have a whole new year ahead of us and we're not quite sure what to do with it. This year, like all years, I just want to be the best mom that I can be to both my living children as well as my child in heaven. And some people struggle with that idea, right? How can we be the best mom we can be to our child in heaven whom we can't see, we can't hold, and sometimes just get overwhelmed by the grief of it all? But you are mama, right? We talk about this often. I repeat myself so many times in this podcast, the same message that should be hopefully clear by now. Whether you're new here or not, I hope you know that you are mama. And that your motherhood is beautiful and that it's a gift. And so this year, we can start asking ourselves what to do with that motherhood, how to experience that motherhood, maybe for the first time. Some of you I know who listen, you're already rock star mamas to your little soul in heaven. You already shower them with love and affection and attention. You've shared them either with your living children or family members. You've set up memorial spaces for them, whether that's a physical cemetery space or a shelf in your home. Some of you have tattoos or jewelry that you wear often to remind yourself of your little one. All those things are a perfect start to being an awesome mama to this little one. I know when I talk to some moms, even the thought of celebrating their little one seems foreign, right? It seems uncomfortable. How can I get a cake on the day that my child died? I think of it more as the day my child entered heaven. Our children in any capacity are not our own. Our goal is always and should always be to get our children to heaven, right? To be a good parent means to help raise your child to become a good person and to do your best by leading with positive examples, setting boundaries, and passing on things that you learned through your lifetime, whether good or bad. That's what motherhood is. Motherhood is not always friendship, right? A lot of times motherhood is discipline. And it's cutesy stuff too, right? Motherhood is showering with gifts and love and hugs and prayers and all the beautiful things in life. But motherhood is hard, whether you have living children or not. Motherhood is not always easy, right? And so we need to figure out within our limited capacity to the children that we cannot hold and we cannot teach how to be mama, how to live motherhood, how to raise our children. How do we do that? As the year begins, we can create resolutions for ourselves. We can set goals, make plans, and I hope that in the same way you do that for yourself or for your spouse or for your family in whatever capacity you have one, I hope you also consider your lost child or children as well. You can make plans for them. You can be creative in how you choose to raise those children and what that looks like. And people are going to do that different. In some ways that people do that are going to rub you the wrong way and be uncomfortable. I hear stories sometimes of mamas who do things with their children that they've lost, that I don't like that. I don't enjoy the way that they choose to honor and celebrate their children. I find it strange and just not something I'm comfortable with, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. Some people are going to offer you examples and you're just not going to want to do that, right? I tell people, go get a cake, get flowers. They don't want to, and that's okay. But what you need to do, if you want to find that grace and peace and healing and just positivity, is to consider what that motherhood is going to look like for you. Maybe you do things in honor of your child, right? You donate clothes, depending on how old they would be, or toys to local pregnancy centers, or to people on Facebook that you've met, or wherever that might be. And you do things in memory of them. Other people, maybe you do those cakes and flowers and celebrate them within your home that way. We sent out Christmas cards for Casey. We celebrated Casey's birthday by putting pinwheels up at all the graves near Casey's cemetery. We had to take them down because of maintenance issues at the cemetery, but we had a picnic lunch and we got to essentially have a little birthday party for our child in heaven, right? So sometimes you have to get creative, and sometimes that's uncomfortable too. But as parents, again, our job is to teach our children, to inspire them and encourage them. And so how can we do that, right? We need to consider that our children know us. Even if we don't know them the way we want to, even if we didn't get to hold them the way we want to, they know us. They probably know us more than we can fully understand. I think there's a lot of theological and philosophical conversations that can come from the idea of losing a child and our child going to heaven. But in its simplicity, your child knows you. And so what kind of motherhood are you portraying to your child? If you are sad all the time, how would that affect a living child? And I'd like to believe it affects a non-living child in the same way. I hope that when Casey looks down at me from heaven, that they're proud of their mama, that I'm spending time each day talking with Casey and thinking about Casey and planning new ways to honor Casey or celebrate Casey or bring up Casey in conversations. The more we normalize our children through these conversations and through these experiences, I think the more we're going to find our motherhood to be real and beautiful. So if you're a journaler, I want to invite you to take out your journal and think about some of those ways. Maybe you're a list maker and that is helpful for you. Maybe just sitting in your own thoughts is what's going to help you most. That's okay too. Wherever you meet your child, go there. And if you've never experienced meeting your child and you don't know where to start, I would say journal, list, right? Those are some ideas. Some people light candles within their home and that's their sacred space with their child. I know people who have created coloring books for lost children, and so people will spend time coloring and just being with their lost child that way. There's different ways that you can do it. No way is right, and I'm not certain of any way that's wrong that I'm aware of, but what I will say is as this new year begins and as you're finding your fresh starts and your new beginnings, just really reconsider your motherhood. Is what you're doing enough? Maybe it is. Maybe you're rocking it and you have a routine down and you feel really good about it. I know that we have mamas in our mama's tribe who show up weekly. And if that's all you do, that is awesome. It's awesome because it's intentional, and that's really what matters, our intentions. Again, some of you will go above and beyond and find ways to honor your child every day. I want to think that I do that well. I don't think I do it as well as I would like to, but quite frankly, I don't think I do it with my living child as well as I should too. I want to be a mom who offers craft time and story time and play time and everything every day, and I definitely don't do the best that I think I could do. So this year, as I'm creating crafts for my 10-month-old to do and trying to really like keep him busy and figure out his routines and his schedules and how to love him well, I want to do that with Casey as well. I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with like an Instagram or something as much as I would like to, but I might do that, right? Because that might be the space where each day, if nobody else looks at it, I know that I've plugged into Casey. I know that I've taken time and have been intentional. And maybe that's not for you. Maybe thinking of your child every day would be more harmful than good for your spiritual life and for your mental state. And that's fine. You need to do what works for you and your child, but do something. Do something to honor and remember, but with joy. Because we have like multiple types of mamas in this world, right? We have mamas who have chosen to celebrate their children and live with joy. What a gift. Love that. We have mamas, though, that think of their child often to the point of devastation. Mamas who find it hard to function in society because what is life without my little one? And that's a very real and raw space. And if you're there, be there for a moment. Process that. But do not remain there, because you are still living. You're here. And that's where you're meant to be. And people have different ideas of God's plan and how things are meant to be and how things work. It's a hard thing for me to wrestle with, right? I live with the reality that if Casey was here, Landon wouldn't be. And how do you cope with, you know, having one child and not the other? I don't, right? I have both children because Casey is real. And being a spiritual mama to a soul in heaven is real, and there are ways to do it that look different, and that's okay. Maybe thinking about your child once a week is enough for you. Maybe you don't want that daily life with your child, but you know, if you could think of them once a week and do something special, that would be intentional to you. That's beautiful. Keep that up, or start that if you haven't yet. But more than anything, I want to invite you to give yourself permission to experience your motherhood. This is a new year, a fresh start. Take a deep breath, mama. Take a deep breath and sit with your motherhood today. Again, if you're a journaler, I invite you to bring out a journal and contemplate some of those hard questions of what you think motherhood is and what motherhood has been to you and what you feel like you're missing out on motherhood, and maybe how you can make up for those things that you're missing out, right? I mentioned the Mama's Tribe, the group of women who get together weekly through Zoom. I imagine that to be that I'm missing out on sports with Casey or activities where I would be with other mamas and, you know, be getting to know them and just sharing in our children being together and growing together and, you know, fostering those relationships. So I didn't want to miss out on that. And so I don't. And I felt like I was missing out on birthday parties. And so we did that pinwheel thing I told you about. Or we get a cake. Or we do whatever. And I'm not missing out on that anymore. So there's tons of things you can do to not miss out on your motherhood with your child or children if you lost more than one. And if you need to start by just kind of lumping them all together for a moment, I don't think that's going to hurt their feelings, right? You need to be where you are, and if that just means honoring your children as a whole, that's where you are. If you can, I would encourage you to try to begin to honor them as individuals. If you haven't named your child or children yet, that is the perfect place to start. That would be number one, I think, whether it's a nickname or a real name or whatever you need to call them. Name your child, because that makes them real to you as well, right? Because if something doesn't have a name, I don't associate with it the same way, right? If I don't know someone's name, we're not friends, right? I don't know your name. I don't really know you, right? So name them, even if it's hard. I get a lot of people who say, like, well, I didn't know what gender they were and stuff. Doesn't matter. We didn't know Casey's gender, so I picked a gender-neutral name. Sometimes it feels more feminine to me, but the reality is people tell me, oh, like, you had a little boy. So, like, they get it, right? Like, it's a gender-neutral name. It works. Some people just have nicknames for their child, depending on what developmental stage they were at or what they called them or something they associate with their child. Beautiful. Do that. But this year, if you haven't already, embrace your motherhood. And again, if you have, maybe consider new ways or areas that you feel like you've missed out on or haven't hit the mark on too much. Or again, if you're rocking it, just please be intentional with continuing to rock it. Your child deserves the best mama. And you can be that. And you are that. You're capable. Allow yourself to be there. I hope you'll join me through this year. It's kind of hit or miss if I podcast. I've been not as good about it as I would like to be. I don't know. New year, new me? ? I hope so. I hope I'll be around more often. I really enjoy chatting with you guys and sharing some of my personal experiences and hearing from you. If we're not in touch, please get in touch. You can find Swaddled in the Stars on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're on our Discord, of course, you can communicate with me through there. I want to hear your story. I want to know you. I want to know your child. I want our children to be friends, right? So how can we make that a reality? Reach out to me and let's chat. Upcoming, we are going to have some interviews fairly soon. I know I have like a lineup of mamas who are ready to share their story and who are interested and have beautiful things to share with you that I think will be encouraging and uplifting. It's just a matter of me being intentional, right? There's that word again. Being intentional with the time that I have and doing better to make time to talk with other mamas. So look forward to that. I don't know when, but it's coming, I promise. And until then, we will see each other through social media. I hope to be more active, like I mentioned before, and just begin anew with you this 2023. All right, have a great day, a great week, and God bless. So sorry, I forgot to add that if you are a Patreon member or if you want to become one, please follow the link below. We're going to head over there and just dive in a little deeper to this new year and maybe more personal resolutions, right? In part one, we kind of talked about the resolution of our motherhood, but there's some other things we want to grow in as individuals. I want to share some thoughts of mine with you and hopefully encourage you to share your thoughts back. For those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it's just a little platform where people offer donations to help this ministry thrive and to be able to help and support other mamas along the way. And so for as little as $5 a month, you get bonus content, right? Hopefully that'll look like a lot more bonus content than it has been. I appreciate my fellow patrons just patience with me, but essentially, there will be part two to these podcast episodes, and you can find them by becoming a supporter, or if you already are one, like I said, head over there now, and I look forward to chatting more in depth with you.